Glad to have you guys with us wherever you are around the world. Pardon my voice, I got a little frog in my throat tonight. But I'm very glad to be with you all. We're going to do a fast and furious call tonight. We want you all to keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle. Pregnant ladies should check with their doctor before continuing with the call. If you have a bad back, sit down and relax. So we're going to be going that fast. Hey, Livesiders, you guys ready to go that fast tonight and rock the house? I'm ready, man. You know what? It's so much fun to work for yourself. So much fun to be doing something where my children, my friends, my wife, you guys profit from it and are able to go out and make a difference. And I love, there's so few things in the world you can do where you can make a large income and do something positive. And that's something that really strikes me a lot. And I just want to start this call out by telling you all, I really want you to take a minute when you get off this call tonight and just sit back for a minute and think about what we have our hands on here and the uniqueness of it and how big it's going to get, how rare it is for a company like Apple or Microsoft to come along down the pipe. And now one came here called Necan in the whole business world. And I want you to just think to yourself, how many things have you ever been involved with where you can make a really great living doing something really fun and positive that really makes a difference? I don't want you to think about where you are, where you aren't. I don't want you to think about what you're getting or what you haven't got. Just take a few minutes tonight at the end of this call and just be grateful for it. One of the biggest blessings that I learned from my grandfather, actually, and I'll spare you the long story right now, was just the simple act of gratitude. And I think one of the things that's always made our business grow, and I've always really loved it, is I've been around the world in a lot of places, and some of you guys have too, and I've watched children being born and the joy of that, and I've watched folks that I love get buried, and I've felt that, and I've worked jobs where I felt like I was hauling my bones in there and I couldn't stand going, and I've had days in my life that were just wonderful doing things that I love, and spent days with people that I love, and I've spent days missing people that I love. And that contrast gives you perspective. And, you know, all of you came to Necan from a place in your life where you wanted to do something else or you wanted to have something more. And it's interesting, here you're signed up in Necan, and it can deliver you every dream you've ever wanted. Time, money, health, happiness, whatever. Okay? It can just give it to you. If you step up and go out to earn it. My question is, are you grateful just for the chance? Because the day before you signed up in Necan, you had your life, and you had your problem, health, finances, or whatever. Even if you're in Necan right now and haven't made a dime yet, let's say you're brand new, let's say you haven't really applied yourself towards it, you guys realize that just by the virtue of you signed up, you have what you didn't have. You have hope to fix the problems that you have. If you take Necan off the table, you just have your problems. And, you know, when you look at the integrity of this company and the products and the 40-year track record and the lives changed by it, the fact that we stand on real science, you know, you don't have to have the miracle powder or juice or potion or lotion with the cockamamie stories. You don't have to have something that, you know, you're recruiting people for, but, you know, in the back of your mind, you know it's not going to be around in 5 years. It's all signing people up. You know, how passionate are you about the power company if you're with Ignite or something? Do you really give a hoot? I mean, are you just grateful for the chance to be a part of this? And that's never gone far from my mind when I'm at meetings, when I'm at expos, when I'm at events. So something like the summit for Paige and I, you know, that's a labor of love for us. It's a gift back to everybody. Because what we really want you to do is walk out of there impacted. I don't want you to come and watch it. In fact, I don't come if you're just going to come sit there and watch it. I'm not interested in you coming to just sit in the back. It doesn't help you. It doesn't make me feel better to see two more faces. I want you to come if you want to be impacted, if you really want to do something, if you want to apply yourself, because I want to be around people that want to pursue excellence. And I'm grateful for Necan, and we try to give back to it more than we take from it. I love this business. I've loved it since the day I signed up. It's done wonderful things for my family. I wanted to do wonderful things for you. Take a minute tonight and just have some gratitude for it, because it is a rare point of goodness in a world where increasingly cheap and sleazy and sexy sells, and all of those things are an empty path. And Necan is goodness and kindness But don't confuse that with fluff. We're not some chiffon-laced company with no spine or muscles. This is a company that's good and kind, but we're like a Templar knight. You know, we worship on our knees and we punch with an iron fist. We're going to fight for you to get you home. This is a strong kindness, and it's a big kindness, and it's something really special. So take a minute tonight and just be grateful for it. You know, with God, you throw all the prayers at Him and all the things you want. And I think what He really wants is just be grateful. Just say thanks for what you have. Most people spend their life looking for things that they're going to get, because when they get them, they'll be happy. That's the reason why buying cars and TVs and stuff doesn't make people happy. That's why so many rich people are. My mother grew up in Lake Forest, Illinois, where there's a ton of millionaires. It's one of the richest cities in the country. You should hear the story she tells about the rich kids and the suicides and the drugs and the problems. Those things don't make you fulfilled. They may make you happy for a minute. But gratitude is this, and I really want to talk about this, and I'm going to transition into speed. If you really want your business to succeed, you're not going to be happy when you're executive or when you're gold or when you're diamond, or for me, when you're royal diamond. You got to be happy now, because no one's going to join you if you're not happy now, if you'll only be happy then. Got to decide to be grateful now. When you're talking to a prospect and you're grateful for this company, you know, my wife, if I was brand new, you know, my wife and I just started out with this company, the first home crew we've ever seen. It's going to give us a chance to be home with our son, to provide for their future. It's going to give us a chance to have something for ourselves. Products have done amazing things for our health, and we're excited that they're in our home to protect us from a dirty environment. I'm talking to you today. Just to share it with you, let you know what we're up to, and see if it's a fit for you. You guys understand that gratitude in life is the fountain for all things that will bring you fulfillment. It really will. Don't look for happiness in a big check. Look for fulfillment, and the big checks will follow you like a wake follows a ship. Guys, I kid you not. I was happy today. I gotta be honest with you guys. I was really thinking about this the other day. Other than the first couple of months when I was uncoachable, didn't listen, didn't get my pack, didn't want to hear anything my upline told me, and I really struggled because of that, when I got past that, I was still a direct. Okay, I was a direct 9 months in. I don't ever remember a time when I wasn't grateful for it and just really liked it. Like, I never thought I would be happy when I was silver, be happy when I was diamond. And there's a little nugget of wisdom in there for you guys. Choose to be happy about it now. And love it now, and people are going to flock to you. Because correct me if I'm wrong, it's not your facts and information that people are going to knock the doors down for. Do you guys agree that in this world where people are struggling, the biggest thing they want is just to feel fulfilled, like they're going to have a better life? Do you guys understand that's the real power in me, Ken? That's your center, that's your fulcrum, that. So do it. And I'm going to tell you this about Summit. You guys get your buns there, because we're going to load you with so much training, it's going to blow your toupee off. I got some stuff we're going to lay on you to make this thing quick, easy, efficient, fast, fun, furious. But you guys have been in for a couple of years, we're going to strip it down so you know exactly how to focus. Those of you guys that are new, we're going to send you out of there, you know, hey, diddle, diddle, right up the middle, ready to go. We're going to give you lots of vision and all that good stuff, but we're going to send you out of there on fire. And then we're going to transition for the next 6 months. And come back to San Antonio for the World Field Convention in the fall in October. That is going to knock your socks off, too. And I'm going to tell you this, folks. I said this in the email. You guys deserve, and our kids deserve, and our families deserve, the right to a clean environment. A right to health care without drugs and procedures that destroy the human body. You guys all deserve a chance to be free and to have the life that you want. You deserve to have an opportunity to become as unequal as possible. Those are rights. Every person on this planet deserves to be able to pursue a life, have the opportunity to be who they want to be. Doesn't mean they get to be it. That takes work. But you have the right to go for it. And every child, whether it's in Africa or Asia or Europe or North America, has the right to know the water they're putting in their body is fresh and the air is clean. And you know what, guys? We're going to stand up and give it to them. So I'm asking y'all, it's going to start now, and it's going to run up through Summit, and it's going to peak in the fall. I'm asking you guys to lead an uprising. I'm asking Niken to rise. I'm asking you guys now to pick up the torch and get out front and start swinging it and start letting people know that you don't have to live demeaned and degraded the way that these companies are treating you. You're not a statistic of a drug company. You're not someone to cut out of the doctor's office. You're not someone that's going to have less because billionaires have more because nobody has jobs. We are not going to go quietly into the night with our dreams and our hope. NECAM's going to stand up for you. Now, that's it. Summit tickets, the early bird prices are done on the 28th. I don't want any of you paying extra. Okay? The only reason we do that is to get a head count. It's probably going to be sold out on the 28th. If it's not sold out, there may be a few left. We'll do what we did last year, turns and tables. But best guess is don't wait much more than the next 2 weeks. Now, let me go to this, because I'm going to actually cover some of this stuff really, really, really quickly with going fast. And I really want to hit this in this day and age. By the way, let me ask you this. You guys on the live side, will you guys join me tonight? I'm going to do it myself and just spend a little bit of time just being grateful for this thing tonight. You guys get what I'm vibing there, just in gratitude of having this chance. It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nice.
It's something special. Now, let me tell you guys this. I really want you guys to tune in on this one right here. In this day and age, if you want to be relevant in people's lives, people are busier than ever. People have a lot going on. There's a million opportunities flying at people. It's hard to grab people's attention. How many of you guys are watching TV on Facebook while you're texting somebody? That's just what you do. Our pastor last week in church was saying, and really interesting, people do less time just thinking now. I mean, just being at peace. Like, I remember time used to go so much slower. And you know, when I was a kid, I remember doing nothing in the summer. I honestly remember sitting out in my little town in lawn chairs with my friends, just being mean to each other, shooting each other with BB guns and stuff. The days seemed like they took forever. Now, my 16-year-old son is never anywhere without Facebook on or Instagram or whatever he uses now. He told me last time he was there, oh, Facebook's old now. That's what he told me. The kids all use something else. I'm like, who are you talking to, son? As he hides it in his pocket, and later on I see it's a girl. I mean, it's hilarious. And he's a good kid, don't get me wrong, but I just think it's funny. He's not real keen on sharing with me who he's dating. I have to really pry. It's kind of funny. But I will say, but it's funny how their lives are different. There's no downtime. So if you guys can get your message in with people, especially working more time, more people are commuting farther, there's just less time for fluffing around. And even 10 years ago in the business, and most of our people at the top 2 or 3 levels of NECAM made most of their money, guys, 8, 10, 12 years ago when it was a different world. The phone I've got right now has Facebook on it, Internet on it. We went to the Oasis where we're going to be at the summit dinner on Valentine's Day. We took Paige out there. My 18-month-old son got on my wife's iPhone. This is an 18-month-old baby and whirled it to the spot where it said YouTube and opened up Big Block Sing Song playlist. This is an 18-month-old drilled down 3 levels and swiped to it and started playing music on the iPhone. This is how different the world is today. You guys have to get your message in there quickly. The number one thing that's going to keep people out of your business or consequently get them in is speed, okay, and simplicity. So how you look, and this is something with NECAM with a couple hundred products and a lot of science and all the books behind it and everything, it's real easy to and one more thing, because what we think we're doing is we're giving people lots of information. And if you're communicating in paragraphs, as opposed to bullet points, you're going to move very slowly in this business, okay? Because people communicate in bullets. So just think about these couple of points tonight as we go forward. I'm going to lay this out in great detail, both this weekend at our February 22nd training here that we're doing for our team, and then at the summit. I'm actually going to do a half day there this year for the first time in a couple of years, like what I used to do at the first couple of summits. And we're going to lay out a complete 360-degree sphere of what a modern home business footprint should look like and how you can be deadly efficient. I want you to think about these things tonight because I'm setting the stage for what I'm going to do with these next 2 big meetings just to lay this out. But I want you to have in your mind that every time you're talking to a prospect, what they're thinking in their head is, I'm already busy. I'm already overwhelmed. They're also looking at Facebook while you're talking to them, or they're watching a video, or they're thinking about who they're about to text. Their mind's in 100 different places. And the biggest thing they're thinking is, I'm already overwhelmed. So it's really important to appear simple, to talk simple. And I always say things when I'm prospecting, like, look how simple it is to get started. Look how easy it is to get started. I use that verbiage a lot when I'm talking to prospects. I'm meeting with a new frontline on Thursday. I'm meeting with another new frontline next Monday. And when I sit down to the sponsorship meeting, I want it to be very efficient, effective, and give them what they need to know to get going, not drop everything on them so they're paralyzed. I want you guys to hear this again. We want people to get up and moving with a few key things that they can do to start getting some people under them, and then their knowledge is going to acquire as they're in the business longer. A lot of times in NECAN, we tend to drop too much on in the front, and they don't ever move. So what we want people to do is sign up and connect, get some products, and then start putting people beneath them right away instead of sitting and studying and being paralyzed. So what I want you guys thinking in your heads is, as I communicate, am I sending a quick, efficient message by what I'm showing them? Am I using words? Have you guys ever listened to like Donald Trump talk? He says, this is the most fabulous, this is the most awesome, this is the most wonderful. He's always using those kind of words to describe what he's doing. He's painting word pictures in people's heads. That's why the guy's a billionaire. If you guys ever heard Arnold Schwarzenegger, a self-made guy, all the mistakes he made aside, a self-made guy ends up being governor of the biggest state in the union. Every time he talks, he says, this is fantastic. We're here in California, it's fantastic. He's always using the word to describe it. And when you say it's fantastic, it becomes more fantastic. I want you guys to think about that. So when you're talking about NECAN, the phraseology you use, man, this is a simple, fun business. Let me show you all it takes to get started, meaning how easy it is. Man, I can pull one page out and get your business rolling right now. I want you to be thinking about those things. Really, really important stuff. Take a look at this right here. And this is something that I don't think has really sunk in with a lot of people in NECAN yet. And this is how simple and fast this thing is to build. I want you guys really to understand that if you look at this one page right here, that is all you will ever need to build a massive business. That's it. That is a three-dimensional model of a gigantic business. So if you really understand this, and I'm going to be showing this to you guys in our teams how to use this, what you're going to find is your business is going to absolutely blow up. So when you're looking at this page, the first thing I told you guys in the newsletter was, where can you focus for maximum time efficiency? There's one place every single one of you on this call should be focused 100% of the time, and that is putting people in the Teach 3 to Reach 3 boxes. When we sponsor the two new front lines over the next week, we start working with them. My goal isn't to give them a bunch of science and stuff. I may give them that stuff. My goal is going to be, and I'm going to be talking to them, let's get someone underneath you. This is a business that's very simple. People with people under them stay. People with nobody under them go. It is really as easy as that. And the minute you sign someone up, let's say you sponsor me, and then you put someone beneath me together, and now you've got me, and you've got Sally beneath me. What, guys on the live side, if you sponsored me, and then I go sponsor Sally, so now I'm two levels deep, what is the first thing you all should be doing with Sally right now? Take a wild guess. Anybody want to guess?
Getting someone
underneath Sally. Right. This is so important to understand what a networker is. Focus your time and energies, not on pushing papers in a circle. And a lot of you guys know this, but I just want to make sure you realize this. Because what tends to happen the longer you're in NECAN, like especially if you go full-time, you start to try to do things that look like a traditional job. You start to try to organize events. You get on a committee. I cannot tell you guys how many diamonds and real diamonds I've said. I would rather die than be on a committee. Can I just say that to all of you on this phone right now? I would rather kill myself with a wooden spoon by hitting myself in the head 55,000 times than be on a committee. I mean that as much as possible. I want you guys to understand that all of your time and energy should be focused on filling out your Teach 3 to Reach 3. Stay focused on events, plugging your people into events. You should be consistently plugging people into WebExes previews. I talked to Paula Super P. Levy earlier tonight. She and Hannah, she said, well, I want to know more about the comp plan. Paula, you sat down and you pressed play, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You guys will know you're tracking in the business when you find yourself always connecting new people to events and connecting people into the Teach 3 to Reach 3. I want to burn that into your eyes right now as you guys look at this right here. So think about this way. if you had 100 guys who were all with rifles and there was a war going on and you had the enemy attacking you, would you guys agree that you want all 100 rifles facing the enemy, or would you like 10 rifles at the enemy and then 90 rifles facing other directions? If you're talking about new people, you're focused in the right direction. Stay there. That is efficient use of time. Don't even take on events. And guys, I mean this sincerely. I've seen so many people in my group and other groups lose months because they're on phone calls about events, they're on planning committees for events, they're setting up events. Until you're making a big residual check and you have people beneath you who are hauling the water on events, only take events on as absolutely necessary. And if you do take on an event below the giant check, it should be an event designed for recruiting. A preview, something that's a recruiting-based day. Leave the heavier strategic type events. That's why Paige and I take on the summit and the big fall event and things like that, is because we want you to leverage those bigger events, because I don't want a silver in my group spending 3 hours making flyers. Does that make sense, everybody? Unless they have to. So the bottom line is, efficient use of time is making contact. Now part two is making contact. Get your personal webpage set up. Get that thing set up. If I was you guys, for efficient use of time, if you guys really want to be good prospectors, order some power patches and order the vital balance in the single serving packet. Okay? Just to give you an idea, what I would do with those vital balances, and this is a minimal investment for some power recruiting. My wife told me again the other day when she was at Neiman Marcus, a sales trainer, they would say, seeing is believing, but trying is buying. My wife was a top salesperson and trainer. Her numbers were through the roof with everything she did. And the biggest thing she did was she would send people home with a couple days worth of skincare. And she didn't send people home with 1 day worth of skincare. She sent them home with a couple days worth of skincare. The reason that is because if someone used it once, they say, hey, that's nice. If they use it two or three times, on the fourth day, all of a sudden they're out. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
You want to get them used to doing it. So I've had a prospect, guys, I've been working on now for about 3 years. Very, very wonderful person. Just really busy with a big family. I gave her the vital balance pouches when I finally saw her. They came out. I gave her two. She said, I love it. I want more. And I said, well, let me show you this. And I showed her the new thing where you get two people on, you get the $200. She said, oh, my gosh, we need to sit down. It wasn't until she tried it that she was ready to sit down. So power patches, get your vital balance, get maybe some CM cream, and those are cheap things to get out. Now, just to give you an idea, if you got 15 prospects vital balance, okay, and you gave them each two pouches, and they got on auto ship, that would be 89, and let's say you did it 15 times, you're going to get at least one in three. That means you did about five per 30 pouches, 15 customers, 89 times 5 would be 445 auto ship points a month, times 12, that would be 5,300 points, times 0.92, which I think is the CV, times 0.06, your guys' investment would yield back hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I'm trying to get to pull up on this, but you'd be generating about 500 points a month for handing out a couple vital balance pouches. And that's residual income. Plus, you're going to get a ton of people that actually go out and they sign up and come on board. But you can think about it. Would you guys be excited to hand out a couple of vital balance pouches to get 4,000 or 5,000 extra points a year? Would that help some of you guys qualify?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is it. So seeing is believing, trying is buying. So if I want to do this is it. Frank Silvera just said this is so true. I have two customers today about the power patch several weeks ago. They ordered over the last 2 weeks. One joined because of the KBB. Let it be easy. Efficient use of time isn't giving a three-hour talk. It's giving somebody a quick video or a 10-minute ABC and then giving them a power patch, giving them a vital balance. I'm going to put the Kenzen vital balance page. I think it's on the – let me check on the website. I think it's still here. If you guys go to tools, there's a web page in here. What I do, I'll pull it up, I'll show you where this is. Yeah, here it is. Let me go to full screen. You guys are going to love this. This is just easy prospecting, guys. If you go in here, tell me if you guys can see my screen. Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
If you give somebody some vital balance, you can just send them right in here. It goes to a, oh, shoot, I got to load it back up. I was just doing this today. There's a page here, though, that basically is all set up. I got to load it back into the website. And it's got everything about Vital Balance on it. The other thing you can do, let me, this is an even better thing I can show you guys. Let me create a quick email. I'll show you guys how to do a quick e-buy. If I go to Nika's official site and I go to shop now, let me show you guys this. Okay? You guys can go into Vital Balance. Let me, I'll pull it up and open it up. Let me see, where did it go? It's hard to tell when I'm on the web, my screen's smaller. I think it's on the main page, isn't it? Yep, there it is. You can click on this. Did you guys know that you guys can actually cut and paste this? I won't do the whole thing now, but you can copy and paste this. Probably won't show up on your guys' side. You can paste this in here, and then when you send it to somebody, they actually, you can email them the link, and then you can come up here and grab, I'm going to show you guys this, something. You can grab this link, and you can put it in here, just like that. So when they click on that, it's going to go directly to your PWP to order it. So you can give somebody a sample. By the time they get home, they already have it in their inbox. I've got all these e-bites set up in here, like on KB&B and stuff like this. So I send it in, and then they just go right to our webpage. Like, I'll show you guys our webpage link. I'll tell them this. I'll set it up like this. I'm going to show you guys how to do this on Saturday. If they go to our personal webpage, I'll give them a KVB, and then I'll send them this, so when they get home, they've got it in their inbox. All they have to do is click on this right here, go right to my webpage, and they're ready to order. I'm going to show you guys Saturday, and then again at the summit, how to set this stuff up so your people can order directly. I know I'm jumping around a lot, but that's efficient use of time. What I want you guys doing is doing things that are going to be a little bit of time with a maximum result. It really is as easy as that, okay? So set up little things like that. Be efficient. Funnel people towards events, your previews, your expos, your Super Saturday. If I'm working here in town, and let me stop sharing my desktop right now, if I know I've got the summit, I got big events, I got Roll Alliance, whatever it is, the easy way to work this business is to funnel people towards those big events and connect them, because what's going to happen is your people will then catch fire and start bringing their own people. Okay? So efficiency is working with events, being there and connecting people. But the number one thing to efficiency is spend all of your time filling out Teach Street or Reach Street, and that will absolutely put your business staying on point. Okay? Communicate with Nikan tools so they look simple. Guys, I'm going to show you guys in Dallas tomorrow. I have a little binder, and in that binder I've got the three-page ABC. I've got the MP2A3, and I've got a products catalog. When I meet with somebody, I'll have my iPad, I may use the electronic version, or I'll just pull out the paper version. I've got a couple magazines that we were in, or that have stuff that I want to feature, and all I'm going to do when I sit with people is show them a couple things. I don't have a million things with me. I may have power patches of Vital Balance, I've got my MagStripe in, I've got my necklace on, I'll have my water bottle. I don't look burdened down. I can't tell you how many times I've seen meeting people go into meetings carrying 355 pounds of product. And what's the prospect thinking if you walk in there with 18 duffel bags?
I gotta do that too.
Okay. Yeah, what do you work for, the Medellin cartel? Are you out of your mind? I'm not doing that. Right? I don't want to be a porter. You know? Look simple. My wife has another good thing. She's very wise. She says, you want to look like a duck in front of prospects. Meaning on the surface, you're just chilling and running around, and below the water, maybe your feet are kicking. That's prospecting. So have a couple simple tools with you. Look clean, look elegant. If you've got an iPad or a laptop or your phone and you want to watch a video, just say, yeah, look how easy it is to find the information. Like what Paula did today, or Hannah said, well, how do you guys get paid? Paula said, well, let me show you. We'll press play. Guys, I've made millions of dollars pressing play. Okay? I press play all the time. If you find yourself presenting and talking for a long period of time beyond building the relationship, and that's why I love Denny and Shar Rogers, our planner all the time. If you bring Denny around, what he's so good at and what Shar's so good at is they build a relationship and they weave Nikan into it, but they're not giving dissertations to people. Okay? Your facts are not going to sign people up. Look clean, look easy, look elegant, chat speed. The other thing I want you guys to understand is don't try to overcommit people in the beginning. A lot of times what people try to do is, because we want the secure feeling of having people that are going to be all in and go for Royal Diamond, we go all or nothing. What I want you guys to start thinking is, think MP2A3, membership, webpage, pack/product, start using auto ship, and then Teach 3 to Reach 3, if they do some or all of that, it doesn't matter. If they sign up and just get on auto ship, great. Let's get somebody underneath of them. Okay? Your ideal distributor is going to do all that stuff, but don't worry about it if they don't. Speed is just, they're going to know it's there. They're going to know it's easy. I just turn this page around and I put a little check by it when I'm sponsoring them so that they know what's going on. But here's a real key for Speed that I want you guys to listen to. A lot of people are really busy. When they look at this, it looks simple. Oh yeah, I can do that. That's the phraseology. But the other thing is, especially for you people that are full-time or part-time weekend, sell the team. Sell the team. Say, this business is so simple, so elegant, so powerful, that you can actually connect people. I will call them with you, for you, or you can tell me to follow up with them, and I will start to build underneath you as you feed people and help you get up and running. My goal is I would love to have 10 people each feeding me names, because what's going to happen is one of the people they feed me is going to be a leader and do what I'm doing. Or that person's going to get a check, and they're going to start being a leader because all of a sudden it becomes worth their time. I want you guys to be aware that it's a, even though it seems like a fast way to build the business to try to find that person that's going to be the big royal diamond, it's the slower way, because then you're only looking, then you only have one at bat. What I want you guys to do is, if there's a percentage chance that somebody's going to be a big leader, I want you to get 5 people going so that your percentages are much bigger. Okay? And then, by the way, then you're going to get to take advantage of luck, which is that weird thing where, you know, I gave a tape to somebody and they signed up and went platinum in 2 months. We've all heard those network marketing stories. They're true. And they're going to happen to you. But if you've got more people in your group, it's a higher probability that you're going to have those things happen in your group. Don't try to be super sponsored to one. Connect people and then let it start to fill out beneath them. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have a group with 8 or 10 people in it. One of those people is going to be a leader. If all you've got is one, statistically, it's a lower probability they're going to be a leader because you're only talking about one person. That makes sense, guys, about get a group going and let the leaders come up to you rather than trying to force frontline to be leaders. Is that clear? That's a really
absolutely
big point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't really care. All I want to do is get people connected and duplicated. And remember again, and this is another thing we're going to do at Summit, we're going to talk about 80-20. What are the 5 or 10 products you get the most bang for the buck that you can really fly with? You know, how should you look when you sit with a prospect? I'm actually going to show you guys at Summit how to sit down in front of a prospect and look like weekends as easy as it is, yet have access to all the robust infrastructure at your fingertips. It'll blow you away when you see this. Prospects love it. I can answer any question they have within about 30 seconds. Show them the answer. You know, if I've got a product catalog with me, that's the product information, plus they're going to try some. What we've been trying to do for a number of years now is give people videos and technical information about the product, when the way to do it is let them peruse it and let them try a product or two. And frankly, now that we have the products that we have, we're able to actually do it. And remember, guys, most of the MLMs out there are sampling $20 to $100 products. That's what they're doing. They're giving away jugs of stuff. They're giving away bottles of pills. This is the way the industry functions. We're able to do it for $2 or $3. And remember, everybody, guys, would it be worth a $3 investment to you to have somebody get on auto ship for $89 a month for the next 5 years? Let me say this again. $100 a month, even if you were making $10 a month, or $12 a month, well, if you were silver, you'd be making $16 a month. That's the equivalent of putting like $12,000 in the bank. You guys realize that, right? It's a huge time leveraging and money leverager. So work fast. First thing Paige and I do is this. We know where our big events are. Anybody on our team will tell you, would you guys agree, and I'm not really planning this question, I'm asking if you guys would agree, would you guys agree that 80% of the communication you get from Paige and I is about where the next event is? Would you guys agree with that in general?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you guys a question. What else is there to talk about? In terms of building the business, here's a person we just talked to, here's an event, and you funnel people towards it. That's efficiency. I'm maniacal about it, guys. Anybody in our group, let me get some background noise.
We hear it too.
I just got to think. We're almost militant. I don't want to use the word militant. I don't know the right word about it. I am driven to put seats in the seats at the big events. Seats or little events. It creates a wave. That's efficiency and speed. And then here's the other thing. If you're working with somebody, what I tend to tell people is, if you want to be a serious business builder, I think your base commitment to get started is one. One night a week for some kind of a preview or conference call. One Saturday a month for a training or a get together. And one big event a quarter. Let me ask you the question. If you were to come to me as an upline, and you were being sponsored, and you were looking at this and you were busy, and I said, let me show you how cool this is. There's your webpage. There's where people can connect to order. Here's our Pathfinder site with how we get paid, how to get started, and all that. Here's me and my phone number. To get you started, all we gotta do is sign you up. Let's get your family using some products. And then who are the three coolest people you know? And then we're gonna duplicate it. And your base commitment's gonna be, we have a preview here on Tuesday. We have a big event coming up February 22nd, and we have a giant event coming up in April. That's the calendar. Would you guys agree that what you really have there is something most people would say, yeah, I can do that?
Absolutely,
most people in their heads have got starting a whole business built up, and it's just all-consuming. It's almost like, joining something that's going to eat your life up. People come into this with degrees of buy-in. Meaning if someone's only 10% in, don't try to sell them on 100% commitment. You're going to lose them. What you want is to get somebody in the door, let them sample, you want them to come in the door and just sponsor one person. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone that was really casual sponsor one person, and then all of a sudden they're completely on board and fired up. It's an easy, speedy way to build the business. And here again with speed, that's the topic of this call tonight. Nothing I've told you tonight takes very much time. Your sponsoring is one page. Your ABC or even the fast track is under 15 minutes, under 30 minutes. You've got your fast moving products that you're wearing, your power bands. You got your power chips. You got your vital balance. You've got your mag steps in. You got this stuff with you, and you're going to sit down and say, let me show you the most simple, powerful business in the world. And all you got to do to get started is this. Pull down the one pager. Now our goal is to teach three to reach three. So all we need to do is just connect somebody and then help them do the same. I'm going to help you do it. Let's get this thing rolling. And then you just keep duplicating that downhill and your business is going to get a ton of speed. Well, I need to know more about the product. Well, here's a catalog. The Nikin catalog is great. If you want to learn more about the individual products, go to your personal webpage, click on the product. There's a book about them in there, and there's a video in most of those boxes. Watch the video. Let it be easy. Nikon people, let it be easy. You do not have to give somebody a 300-page document on how nematodes are affected by molybdenum in outer space when affected by far infrared. You guys hear me on that? Was that clear enough?
Yeah.
Away from that stuff. Okay? If they want to know that stuff, say, you know what? Focus on Growth has an entire catalog full of scientific stuff. I recommend you go in there and poke around and order whatever you want to order. That's it. I let it go. Because and if I've got something, I'll drip it on them. Like that book, The Flip Flop CEO, where, the world famous and, dashing, it's actually Gary Linder makes an appearance in there, who you guys will see at Summit too. I'll give my new people that book and say, read it, because what I'm doing is look at the theme here. Instead of training, I'm investing in people so that they become vested in themselves. I'm going to give away that book to somebody because I want them to read it at night and say, wow, I can do this. I want to build people who stand on their own feet, not be an upline mentoring a bunch of people that need to be led around by the nose. Guys, the more I look at what Dave Johnson does, that's what he does. That's what Dennis and Ruth do. They feed people stuff so that they become independent, and that gives you speed. Stay your business working in this teach to reach three. What I recommend you all do tonight to get off this call is go on your wall and put up a board, and on that board put up a teach to reach three, and you see where you have people. When you visualize it, it will work way better. Trust me on this. And start filling it out and connect people. And let me just say this last thing. If a leg goes 7 people deep, it goes silver over 90% of the time. So my question to you guys is this. Do you want to try to build a silver by putting Frankenstein pieces in? Or would you guys like to do it the scientific way and drill it down 7 and go silver certainly and go silver for free? Meaning you know you're going to go silver. Wouldn't you guys rather play the odds and then you know you're going silver? Let me ask you part 2. Do you guys think you'd have a pretty stable group if you were drilling legs 7 people deep?
Yeah.
Think about it. Now, remember, the minute you start training as an organization, you stop expanding as an organization, because training means, okay, stop. Everybody stop. Let's discuss what we're supposed to do. What I want to do is train you guys on the fly by modeling. Our training, I want to be empowering and modeling and active, not passive and sitting backwards. So the stuff I'm going to teach you at the summit is not training. The stuff we're going to teach you on February 22nd is really not training. It's modeling. And you may say, well, there's a fine line between the two. No, there's a big difference. I'm going to show you how to do stuff, not train you. And some of you say, well, that is training. No, it's a different thing. Everything we're doing, the training is the action, and the action is the training. There's no difference. When I signed up, someone gave me a Dennis Williams video and told me to buy a Career Pack demo pack. I turned around, gave out the video, bought a Career Pack demo pack. I was trained without being trained. It was automatic. That's speed. Speed. In 3 years, guys, when we're putting 50,000 people in arenas, it's going to be because people sign up, you get a page and a pack, you start drinking some magic sauce, lose a little weight. Next thing you know, you teach through a reach street, bam, you're out the door. And then we're free to say, I've been in 2 months, I just got a check for $1,300, I've lost 17 pounds, and my knees feel better. Bam! That opens the door for our testimonials and stuff. You understand? Because speed yields the testimonial. And then you'll know when we're knocking on all cylinders, when the discussion stops being about the training and starts being about the results of the training. Wouldn't you guys agree you want to come to a meeting, hear 4 people that just made $1,000, not come to a meeting and hear training? That's it. We will know we're on all cylinders when the training is when the meeting is about the results of what we're doing, and we're at that point now. Things are flying, okay? And remember, if you're working and connecting people to events, and if you're in front of people, and if you're thinking people, like I said, Paige and I, we'll put 2, maybe 3 front lines on this month. We're going to go 100% heads down that direction right now. The reason being is because that's how you stay sharp, first of all. Dave Johnson sends me texts all the time. We talk a lot. And his this week said, you're one prospect away from having an exploding business. Let me ask you the question. If your business isn't where you want it to be, true or false, if you signed up someone that brought on 10 people, you would feel completely different tomorrow. Fair. Would you guys all agree? If you guys had someone that signed up 10 people, would you be excited?
Definitely.
You guys are one person away from that happening. That's such a revelation if you really think about that tonight. You're one sign up away from having a booming business. The operative question is, are you focused on that, or are you calling the team that you have who isn't, or are you not talking to anybody new and you don't have the team, which means it's impossible for it to happen. So I want you guys to think about that tonight. Be outward focused. Be simple. Be fast. Look how great this is. I love it. Here's some for you to try. Okay, great. Now let me show you how we get paid and how to get started. You're out the door. But the focus is simple. Work down in depth. Get up underneath there. The Pathfinder site is really set up, if you guys really look at it now, it's really set up to be a resource you guys can leverage. You want to know how to get started? Click the fast track. You want to know how to get paid? Click how we get paid. Press play. You want to talk people? Let's talk people. And then let me tell you, if you're busy, you don't have to devote a lot of time, because I'm your upline silver and I'm full-time or half-time. You connect them. We got a preview in Temple next Tuesday. Let's you and I get 2 or 3 people that you know there, and let's watch what happens to your business. Watch what happens when you start having those conversations with people. Your business is going to start to fly. And the last thing I'm going to tell you again, start to program your language towards speed. Use the word simple, easy, fun, use the word, let me show you, this is all you have to do to get going, not all, and be careful of your tone there, all, that means look at all you have to do like it's big. Look how simple it is to get your business started. I can show you in 10 seconds on one page. And then I'll look them in the eye and say, do you think you know two or three cool people that we can set events in motion here? Well, yeah. If somebody looks at MP2A3 and they tell you that looks too hard, what does that tell you about the prospect, guys?
Not a good prospect.
They don't want it. They don't want it. Because I've actually done meetings with this, had people start laughing, like, that's all I gotta do? Laughing in a good way, like, you can go out and make that kind of money doing that. What you really want people thinking is this, and I'm gonna leave you with this. You want people looking at it going, that's it? You people can make these kind of checks doing that? You gotta be kidding me. Yep, you sure can. I'm ready. As opposed to, I need to sign up and do this, this, and this, and I need to do that, and I need to go to this, and I need to go to that. You guys understand the difference in the two when you're talking about sponsoring people?
Yes.
Don't over-sponsor, over-promote. Don't over-sponsor people. Be speedy. Be simple. Let your business fly. That will give you speed. I got my webpage. I got the binder I'm taking to Dallas tomorrow. I've got my iPad, my phone, or my laptop, whatever I'm using that's got access to all the videos on it, the whole world. I brought someone on this week. She said, tell me about the gal I was telling you about. She really loved the Vital Balance. She said, you know, I got some people's cholesterol. What do you have for that? I said, okay, I'll shoot you a video. Bam. I saw her the next day. She said, that was awesome. Okay, cool. You want to sit down for coffee? All right, next Monday. Okay, great. I'll sit down and show you how to get started. That's it. Easy. Remember that. Program your language. This makes sense, guys. Was that helpful to you guys at all tonight in terms of trying to get a little extra speed in your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you, Ruth Williams. I appreciate that an awful lot. She said she enjoyed the call. I'm very proud to be in the Williams organization and have been since the day I came on board. Dennis is actually the one, you guys, that had to deal with me when I was uncoachable and untrainable at my first ever meeting. And I told him nobody had money for network marketing. And I don't have $1,500 to buy a pack. And I, guys, what you guys don't understand is I was the single worst downline you could ever possibly have. And it was crazy. And Dennis just looked at me and he said, if I pulled up front in a Ferrari and it was worth $200,000 and I told you you could have it, if you came up with $1,500 by tomorrow, would you have the money? And then he turned around and wouldn't talk to me anymore. I was so mad. But I got it. What he was telling me was, it's about the value. $1,500 is a lot if all you're getting is a bag of sand. If you're getting a Ferrari, it's huge. But I've always really enjoyed, because one of the things I remember the Williams teaching in the beginning, and this is something that always stuck with me from the day I came on board, I remember Dennis and Ruth saying, we didn't even know what there was to train. And so every time I saw Dennis and Ruth for the first how many years in the business, it was always in a wellness preview. Really interesting. So what message was it sending, guys, that when I saw my upline, it was at a preview? We're there to talk to new people. And so what happened was their organization was trained by modeling, and it was you sign up, you order some stuff, you duplicate. What I want to happen in this business is I really want people to automatically be trained when they come on board. It'll be culture. Like everybody walks in the right side of the street, you don't have to train that. That's what you do. Okay? Why are there shoelaces and shoes? It's what you do. What will really get Niken speed is when we do not need training anymore. It will become automatic and simple. Yeah, you sign up, you order some stuff, you grab your web page, and then we're going to teach you to read, straight, duplicate. You guys understand that the reason that's so simple is so you don't have to train it. I don't want to keep talking in a loop about it, but I hope you guys hope this penetrated. You guys get what I'm talking about in terms of speed and simplicity. Get a couple cheap samples that you can get in people's hands that are high impact. Guys, let me ask you a question. Do you guys agree that Power Patches and Vital Balance, you really can't get much more bang for your buck for $1 to $3 for a sampling?
That's right.
You just can't. Leverage your tools. And I will be showing you guys in big time detail how to leverage these tools. We're going to teach you how to do discounting at Summit, because that's a really big speed tool. We're going to teach you how to embed some videos. We got, I'm putting together a new video suite that'll blow you guys away. We'll teach you guys how to connect people into events and create a wave using all this stuff. This is what we're going to do. So I'm really fired up about it. I'm very proud to be a part of this organization and to get to work with such wonderful people. I'm of the opinion you guys should go out and have a massive end of February. You guys want to blow the doors off February and run into March hard, because we got some big stuff going on, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely.
Awesome. Now remember, guys, your business is built on momentum, and momentum and speed are hand in hand. The energy that you put into your business, the vibrations that you put off, will directly impact the speed and the momentum. You've got to put energy in the business, especially in the beginning, to really get it moving. And remember the old pump story. You pump it, you pump it, you pump it, and sometimes you think there's no water coming out, then it's going to be gushing, you just barely move it. This business is like a pump handle. That first 9 months I was in the business, I was working the pump. I just didn't understand the business. Pump it and pump it and pump it. Don't stop when you're halfway through, then you got to start over again like the popcorn. Just start pumping it. With a multi-billion dollar multinational company and this team behind you, you're all going to make it. Guys, relax. You're all going to make it in this business if you pump the handle. You're going to make it. Quit wondering if you're going to make it. Quit wondering if you think maybe you can make it. If you do the work, you will make it. Let it be easy. Go out and get some speed. And how about we retire all of your grandkids? Let's wreck all of our heirs. What do you guys think? You want to wreck our heirs and all be on TMZ? That sounds good to me. I want to wreck my grandkids. Make them all rich without... No, I'm just teasing. You guys get the idea. Love you all dearly. God bless. Take care. And I will talk to you very soon. All right, everybody?
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Thanks, guys.